I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Our next guest is in a rarefied air. He is a member of two halls of fame and two major ones. He is a Pro Football Hall of Fame coach for three Super Bowl championships, three Vince Lombardi trophies. He is also recently inducted into the NASCAR Hall of Fame, and talk about an honor. As the NFL celebrated 100 years this year, Joe Gibbs was named as a member of the NFL 100 team alongside the greatest coaches ever in NFL history. Joe joins us now. Joe Gibbs, good morning. How are you?
Damon, how you doing? Hey, you may have to slap me a couple of times. I'm not used to being up this early.
I could never slap a Hall of Famer, but I do appreciate the alarm clock going off this early. You know, being part of NFL 100 must have been such an out-of-body experience. I know you have such a respect for the coaches that came before you, the players alongside you, and the history of the game. What was it like to be named alongside those other legends and icons, immortals of the game?
It really was a thrill for me. I knew that was coming up. They were going to vote on the top 10 coaches, and you just think about that. You don't, picture yourself being in that group when you're thinking about Paul Brown and people like that. I think about it, and when the commissioner called me, I mean, it was an absolute thrill. I know of so many coaches I coached against that I think should be there, but for me to get that recognition, I just really appreciate it. I do think about all the people that went before us in the NFL, that built the NFL, all those coaches and players and front office and owners, and it's a thrill to be a part of that. At the Super Bowl, when we were all there together, there's a real camaraderie there, and I really, really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the Super Bowl. I enjoyed all of that, and it's just a thrill for me. I realized that I got there by having great owner, great coaches, great players, and one of the greatest fan bases in the world in Washington.
The names alongside yours on the NFL 100 team are immortals. Bill Belichick, Paul Brown, George Halas, Curly Lambeau, Tom Landry, Vince Lombardi, Chuck Knoll, Don Shula, Bill Walsh. Out of all of those names, what is one that either you kind of matched yourself up against, compared yourself to, or looked up to, admired coming up through the ranks and when you became an NFL coach?
Well, I think that's a great question. As I grew up in coaching, Coach Landry, to me, everybody bragged about him and how bright he was. They said not only did he constructed their defense, we knew he was a defensive coach, but also, you remember the shifting and everything he did with the offense. Mm-hmm. And they told me he sat in special teams meetings. Okay, so I grew up admiring this guy. So can you imagine the very first time I walked down the field coaching against him? I was in total shock. First of all, you look over there, he's got that hat on, he's got that poise. He looks like he just stepped out of GQ magazine. I had gained 15 pounds. My eyes are sunk back in my head. I'm about to kill myself. And I go, oh, my gosh, I got to coach against that guy. And so I think Coach Landry, obviously, and they told me, they swore to me, he went home at 9 or 10 o'clock at night.
That's amazing.
He was my hero growing up. And then it was a thrill for me to coach. And all those guys that you just listed, in the past history and that built our sport, I'm just thrilled to be a part of that group.
Joe Gibbs, he's a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, the NFL 100 team, and the NASCAR Hall of Fame, joining us this morning here on the DA Show. So Tom Landry had some battles against the Steelers in the 70s that he could not get through, but had kind of owned the NFC, the Vikings, the Rams. He always had their number. You had the number of the Bears in Washington. You guys went to Soldier Field in 86 as they were defending Super Bowl champs and beat them. And then you also went there in 87, Walter Payton's final game, and beat them as well en route to your own Super Bowl. That Bears team is widely considered one of the greatest teams of all time, the 85 Bears. What was the key for you guys to be able to go there twice in the playoffs in a row and end their season?
Well, I think what the first time in 86, it was a setup, really. You couldn't have any. We were a wild card, okay? They were coming off one of the greatest seasons before. They were heavy favorites. And when you get in that situation, your players, I remember the statement that we put up in our locker room because their papers said, Bears ready if Redskins show up. I still remember that. I put it all over the locker room. Our guys are reading it and everything. And sometimes you go into a game like that where everything is just set up for you. First of all, we had a real good team. And, you know, I think sometimes when you're the underdog like that, we all know you got nothing to lose. And we were just firing it, went after it, and somehow we came out of there as a victory. I have great respect for the Bears. I have great respect. I was with Ditka this week. And that, you know, top 100, I have such great respect for him. We did the studio, and I got to tell you, that guy, if you want a man's man, or if I pick somebody, if I'm going to be in a foxhole with somebody, Dick is the guy I want behind me. I want to tell you that.
Yeah, he is. That guy's been a tough SOB for a long time, and he still looks like he's ready to rumble. Joe Gibbs joining us this morning on the show. You had two totally different styles. When you won in 82, you had a power ground style, ground game with John Riggins. By the time you get to 91 and even 87, you have such an interesting passing attack that is so forward-thinking and progressive. Did you always have the ability to be multiple, or did that come with experience as a head coach, knowing how you could adjust your offense?
Well, I think, first of all, we evolved into the one-back set with a lot of formations and everything, and that really came about when I was coaching as an assistant in San Diego. You know, when you're kind of looking at putting a real good tight end like Kellen Winslow on the line of scrimmage, in order for him to release on a pass route, he gets hit two or three times by the linebackers. We took him off the line of scrimmage, started moving him all over the place, and that really started multiple sets for us and only a one back. So that's kind of the way that we evolved there. And then, of course, what we always sold, we wanted to be a good running team. Because what happens, and you tell the receivers, you tell everybody, listen, if we can run the ball, that means they can't set too deep and defend the pass. They got to have 7 and 8 in the box. And I used to show the receivers on the film, that means now you're one-on-one, now you win the game with big plays. And so it was just kind of, I think those two things were part of our philosophy. And I think, obviously, football continues to evolve. Days, they got RPOs, they got spread, and I love that part of football because it's continuing to evolve.
Joe Gibbs is our guest this morning on the show. You were the offensive coordinator in Tampa Bay just a couple of years after they were a expansion team, and so you were constantly trying to figure out, and the rest of the coaching staff, John McKay, etc., who's going to be your quarterback, and who's going to be on this roster, and who's going to be your offensive line and wide receivers. When you get to Washington, you win 3 Super Bowls with 3 different quarterbacks. You also have Jay Schrader in there, who's a starter and a very good starter for you for a while as well. Did that experience in Tampa help you figure out ways to win with whatever you had on the roster?
I think quarterbacks come in all different packages. That's one of the fascinating things about quarterbacks. And you can see also in the draft, it's hard to pick a quarterback because they do come in all different packages. You know, Doug Williams was not going to run at all, big, strong, in the pocket, smart, great arm, okay? And then you got Theismann, a much different package. You know, Rippon was a bigger guy that also couldn't run. Today we're seeing the runners. So So I got to tell you, it is hard to evaluate quarterbacks. And the reason why, hey, as proof, you know, you got Joe Montana picked in the third round. You got Brady sitting on the bench for some years. Because really, if you're going to evaluate a quarterback, the best way to evaluate them is, can they get the team down the field? Okay? And however they do that, some of them are very bright, no checkdowns and what, some can run, scramble. They come in all packages, and it's very hard to evaluate somebody coming out of college and saying they're going to be successful at the top level of the NFL. It's hard to do, and history's littered. Hey, Rippon was a fifth. Heisman was a third. I mean, it's hard to pick those guys.
Not only did you have unbelievable success in football, but also NASCAR as well. Your team won 176 NASCAR Cup Series races, five championships. That includes the 2019 title with Kyle Busch, inducted into the NASCAR Hall of Fame. When you had a second career in NASCAR, in some ways, was it more fulfilling because you had accomplished so much prior in football and then you were able to replicate that in a totally different sport?
Damon, I think the difference for me, and I grew up in football, so I was a technical guy, designing plays, calling plays on the sideline. There's a thrill with that, you know, making it happen. When I came to motorsports, NASCAR, I didn't grow up in NASCAR. And so I tried to focus on picking the people, okay, getting them in the right place, keeping our sponsors happy, which is a huge deal over here. Our sport is totally different than other sports. We have to have a sponsor as a partner, and they're truly partners. They're on the car. They're there for 3.5 hours on TV, okay? So this sport evolves around one part of it that is totally different than other sports, and I love that. But you got to have great sponsors, great partnerships. Interstate's one of those. Can you believe we're celebrating 30 years? Interstate was our founding sponsor, and we're still together 30 years later. And I get a thrill out of that because it's got to be, for those companies, it's got to be beneficial. No CEO is just going to ride around at the racetrack. Obviously, we have a great fan base, TV, but then there's B2B, the way we work together. Interstate Batteries promotes Bass Pro. Okay, everybody go buy your stuff at Bass Pro for fishing and hunting. At the same time, Bass Pro sells tracker boats with Interstate Batteries. It's B2B and working together.
Joe Gibbs is our guest this morning here on the DA Show. Before I let you go, Super Bowl question. Kyle Shanahan's come under criticism for not running the football more with a lead late in that game, putting it in Jimmy Garoppolo's hands. Garoppolo did not come through with big throws. How would you have called plays with a lead late in that game like the Niners had?
Okay, what Kyle Shanahan has is what all coaches have. Let me give you my experience. We went to 4 Super Bowls, won 3 of them. The one we lost was in Tampa with the Raiders. I called a screen pass with 18 seconds to go in the first half, and I kid Joe Theismann all the time. He threw a perfect strike to Squirek, who scored with the Raiders. And the next day, in the papers in Washington, D.C., I was called a buffoon, okay? I went from being pretty smart to not real smart. I think Kyle Shanahan, fantastic year. When you get in the Super Bowl, it is under the magnifying glass, and he understands that. Hey, listen, this guy, one of the best coaching jobs anybody's done this year, and when you get in that situation, it's going to be criticism. But he's used to that, I think, and he understands. I think they got a fantastic team, and I know they're planning on getting back there. I think that's just part of what goes with being a coach. It's one of the greatest thrills in the world. But with it, okay, can come real severe criticism. And anytime you make a mistake coaching, I can tell you this, it's in front of millions of people. So I just think that's part of life. I think you got to look at his whole total year and everything they did with the 49ers. They had an unbelievable year, and I'm sure they're going to be back. And they're going to be back headed to Super Bowls, I would guess.
Joe Gibbs is our guest this morning on the show. He is the only major sports player or coach in the modern era to be named to two major sports Hall of Fames. Remember the Pro Football Hall of Fame, three Super Bowl championships in Washington. Remember the NASCAR Hall of Fame as well. Unbelievable success in NASCAR. Also named to the NFL 100 all-time team this year as one of the head coaches. Joe, it's always a pleasure to catch up. I really appreciate our conversations whenever we have them. Thanks so much, and congratulations on NFL 100 and the NASCAR Hall of Fame. Those are two enormous, enormous honors.
Thank you, Damon. Thanks for having me on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.